All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello once again, friends. Welcome back to Act number 2 of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you for being here. The radio station workplace staff meeting is now in the books. By the way, I am hosting the world-famous Odawa Casino, Petoskey, Michigan, Halloween Costume Contest. That's right, me. Petoskey, Michigan is 90 hours away from here by plane. That's how far it is. But I'm going up there on October 25th, and I am hosting the Halloween Costume Contest. I don't know why I left that word out there. So if any of you are stalkers, you can find me there. Maureen says, what are you wearing for your costume? Well, I'm the judge. Would I wear a costume if I'm the judge? I guess I could. I could put on a wig and go as Freebeer's wife. How does that sound? That's an easy costume. Now, no one up there knows who she is. But if we did a costume contest here, that would be a thing. We could have a dress up like Freebeer's wife Halloween costume contest. Everybody has to dress up like Freebeer's wife for Halloween. That would be, oh no. Hey, I better be careful. She's going to tell everybody I work with that I said she's got a big nose. She's going to call everybody and say, did you know he said I have a big nose? And then she'll make up a bunch of other shit that's not true and hope that everybody just says, all right, enough of you, Eric. We've had it with you making fun of this bitch's nose. Anyway, where was I? Murder lover Linda says, get a Groucho Marx nose and cut off the mustache or leave it. Well, I don't need a Groucho Marx nose. I've got my nose. Remember, a lot of you have said that the nose looks like me with a wig. By the way, Linda, I sent you a text message. Oh, I see. No, you responded. Very interesting. Linda, I don't know how many confidants there are in total on the show. I have it's basically random, but there are people that are in the Easy Show podcast confidant boat. You know who you are. Linda is one of them. If you're wondering if you are not. There are certain things that have to be attained in my own brain to reach confidant level. Not everybody gets that. Alan says, I'm definitely not. Yeah, however, I have your cell phone number and you have mine. Don't forget, you're not that far off, Alan. And frankly, after the maneuver that went down last week in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, that is to me something that allows you to be closer to the confidant realm. I mean, it was so expert. It was so fantastic. And I think you got a good head on your shoulders when it comes to insight about things show related. So I look to that. I definitely do look to that. You know? Maureen says, Alan is in the Eric Zane Show podcast Listener Hall of Fame. Well, he has to be after last week's Wednesday Patreon bonus podcast, which I think we're going to do it again this week on Wednesday. No, we cannot. We cannot. Wait a minute. No, yes, we can. Sorry. That's a mistake on my part. I'll have to double check with Ben Glaze. Alan says it was diabolical. Without a doubt, it was diabolical. One of the great things that I have ever witnessed in my entire life. Okay. I want to, first of all, our work is done, I think, on Master Waiters until, or not Master Waiters, Fatathon until further notice. And this is what I mean by that. Between Easy, Rebecca, and Amanda, first person who drops 10 pounds from where they are right now is the next person who will be talked about. So whatever weight you are at today, when and if you get to 10 pounds, myself included, that is the next time it will be reported on. We've all been making these small incremental losses over time. That's great. But being that we're slow losers, let's go ahead and count on that. So you're on your own until you're 10 pounds down. Please report back. Meanwhile, I think it is time to focus on our pal Jeremy here. Because today is the day, 4 days shy of 13 months. So 12 months and however many days that is, 4 days shy of 13 months. In that amount of time, Jeremy K. has done this. That is one of the most perfect side-by-side comparisons I've seen in all of the times you see before and after pics. We have listened and paid attention to every update in that time. And I think maybe two weigh-ins, he actually gained weight out of, 56 or so weeks of Fatathon. My goodness. I could look at that picture all day. Now, you notice in the first pic, he took it himself because he was single at the time. I'm assuming his lovely better half, Rebecca, took that picture of him in the second picture. So on September 9th, 2024, this tub of guts weighed in at 335.4. Okay. Look how back then, he didn't even have like an ass. Well, he did, but the pants... I mean, there's really no end to ass and beginning to leg, and there's no waist. Here he's got a nice bow in his inner back and his lumbar spine, and then his dumper, and then his legs. Look it. I am concerned. It does appear like you have no dick in that pic. So what's... Wait a minute. Or is this dick here, or is that dog bed? Are you tucking in your package? What happened to your dick? Can we get a photo of your cock? Is that, I mean, Jeremy, this is spectacular. Look at this. Boy, your tummy's really healed up too because you had these big stretch marks. And these are like marks of your work. I can still see that they're there to some degree, but your skin is bouncing back nicely, really nicely. I think you dodged a bullet. You won't. I don't think you're going to need any type of skin repair. I think now you just start jamming the weight and you get jacked. I tell you what's happened. While he's been spending all that time getting his body in shape, I think he's been lacking in the clean the apartment or clean the house. That's okay. That's the trade-off. He had a clean house prior, and now his body's in great shape, but his house looks like fuck. Sherman wrote the same thing. No bulge is crazy. I think it's just a trick of the angle. Brian's in the chat or in the comments. He said, I lost 100 pounds from walking and running and cycling thanks to you, getting me motivated to move. That's right. I remember Brian. Tall guys, like 7 foot tall, and trying to keep the calories under the calories burned. I'm not able to do any more running and such, but I walk all I can. Still down to the weight I was, definitely better. I remember that, Brian. I'm so happy for you. Great job. Yeah, he used to hear me attacking fat people with merciless intent on the old radio show. But look at this. I could look at this all day. Hard to put into words what you've accomplished. It is truly, truly great. And you just, I don't think I said much. I just kind of said, well, why don't you just try to do okay today? And I don't recall, it was a long time ago, I don't recall much more. I mean, you didn't really need any extensive, like a vast amount of words. You just kind of like, heard me say what I said, which again, I don't think was a lot. And then you just did it, man. I'm wondering if Rebecca can maybe weigh in on his pecker. Maureen says, I think he tucked it. Man Bun Chris is here. Says, hey, I just listened to part one. Thanks for sharing, EZ. I'm glad it wasn't an engaging time with loved ones, referring to my father. Jeremy has some words that he wrote. Let me see. He wrote, did he do it? Drum roll, please. And then he sent a picture of the scale, and there it is, 199.8. Holy shit, man. I have I spoke to that one guy who dropped like 300 out of Flint. I forget his name, Carlos something or other. He was quite a tale, but this has been really great seeing you on a week-to-week basis. You know, it's, Amanda, she actually weighed in on this, and she wrote, what did she write? I thought I saw it there. She wrote, what healthy food did you eat? Now, I would guess, and that's why I wrote this. I wrote, I'm sure he'll tell you, but I bet you can figure this question out. With all due respect, what do you think? And my point in that was like, it's been a year. It's been a year and just shy of 1 month. I'm guessing it's not an answer. And this was my point, but she of course took it wrong because whatever. For 1 year to lose 135 plus pounds, what healthy food did you eat? And the simple answer is all of it. That's what I was trying to get you to think about. If you've had that much success, There's no, well, I ate broccoli and chicken. I wrote, with all due respect, what do you think? And I was trying to get her to think a little, but she got butthurt. And she wrote, well, did he just eat chicken and broccoli all the time? Salads? Fasting? Shut up, and I want the secret. I'm working on it. Now, Okay. And I wrote, no, for once, I'm not picking on you. I just wanted to see if you knew what healthy foods are. Do you? And then I wrote also, do it yourself, which is a response to her wildebeesting out and telling me to shut up. And, you know, and I think that's part of the problem here. You want the secret. Go get it. Do you think what works for him is going to work for everybody? The fact of the matter is this is a fairly personal thing. And go do it yourself. He did it himself. You certainly have the ability to do that yourself. He doesn't have anything more or less than what you have. In fact, you've got probably a better opportunity to lose weight than he does. He's a driver. And by the way, his father died and his dog died. And he was all alone for a large portion of it till he met Rebecca. Go do it yourself. You know, it's not anybody's job to do it for you. No one else wants the secret. We all know what we have to do. Eat right and move more. And if you did a simple Google search because the internet is your friend, I've told you this 8 billion times. Go find out. Use your brain and then take what you learn and apply it. Doesn't seem too hard. That's the secret. And the fact that you're like, oh, I gotta have the secret. Somebody do it for me. Tell me what's going on. No. Go fuck yourself. Go figure it out on your own, dummy. Congrats, Jeremy. Here's what he wrote. Did he do it? Yes, he did. He writes, it's been a hell of a journey. 135 pounds is a fully grown adult woman. 135 pounds is the difference between a defensive lineman and a wide receiver. That is absolutely nuts. Throughout all this, I have tried to stay humble. All of my gloating in these emails have been mostly tongue-in-cheek. In actuality, I've really just been maintaining the one day at a time. It's a long grind, just keep going mindset, because that's the truth of how this happened. What? Hey, what's the secret? Give me the magic formula. One day at a time. Ride the wave out and see it through to the end. Well, we're at the end of phase one. So he's not done. My original goal was to be here by January 1st, 2026. I'm 2.5 months early on that. I've reached every one of my milestones, my goals on schedule, and they haven't been easy. I've deliberately made them difficult to hit so that I had to work to achieve them. What's the secret? Listening is the secret to what this man is saying, dick face. For the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to continue to target 2.5 pounds per week down. That should get me down 192, 193-ish. And the reason for this is because on the 24th, Becky and a couple of my friends are going out to dinner to celebrate my weight loss. We're going to the all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse that just opened up in town, and I plan on making it worth my money. So, essentially, in order to eat this meal, he is doing 2 to 3 weeks of preparatory loss. That sounds ridiculous. That sounds like the type of meal that should have some type of, like, news coverage. And he's getting ready to eat. After that, I'm going to maintain for a bit, maybe a month or two, not too terribly long, but long enough to figure out how to actually do it. During this time, I plan on getting into a gym routine and starting to lift. I think it will help me feel more energetic, and it'll help fill out my frame. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And take pictures of that, because what's going to happen here is your upper body, this area in particular, is going to fill out, and this here is going to go in after the tone gets in. So then you'll have a that type of chiseled upper body tapered down to your lower body that everybody wants. That's what you will be able to achieve. And you're going to do great. I know that. I know that. You know, that's one thing I've learned at all of this is just trust Jeremy and his. I mean, he's got it down. He has it down. Jeremy reminds me of, like, you know, when it comes to, like, my kids, in particular, Jackie and Madison. No offense, Jim, but they got it down when it comes to school. They just took off. They were like shining stars in school. And Jim, I had to like rub his nose in it to get him to get out of high school. He did, thank God. But it was a huge difference. Different kids, different mentality. I can't change it. He's probably going to beat my ass now for saying that, but it is what it is. I didn't fail. I didn't fuck up. Anyway. As the gym becomes more routine, I think I'll work towards getting down to what the doctors say is a healthy weight of roughly 170. But that's down the road. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, he says. Finally, I want to thank all of you for being so supportive during all of this. Becky, Eric, Linda, Maureen, Tophus. I can't believe I'm giving Tophus credit. And I think he's being a smartest there. Don't get butthurt. All of the Chris's, Amanda, Amy, Stevie, David, and Hudsonville. Everyone in the chat has been so kind and encouraging. I couldn't have made it this far on my own, especially with all the other stuff I had to deal with in that time. Anyways, enough rambling. Here's another couple of pictures. We're on to the next week. And he actually really went. Okay, here you go. You got these two pictures, which we already looked at these. But then this is more of the progression. This is the day one. This is 3 months later. This is 5 months later. This is 8 months later after the start. And then here you are. That would be, wait a minute. I can't do math. September, October, November, December. 8 months. This is 8 months later. And here we are, 12 months later. My only next time, please make it every 3 months so I don't have to do the math of months on the podcast because I'm so stupid. Holy shit. Tophus says, I think he's a fucking role model. He's done something most people in that situation can't or won't. Won't. No, it's always won't. They won't do it. They will not. They have made a decision not to. Everyone can. Few do because they decide they don't want to. That's what happens. There's no excuse. It's simply some people will do it. Isn't there? What is that thing Yoda says? It's that deal. What is the, I don't want to do it. Some of you Star Wars dorks know what Yoda says. There is no try. Is that it? Do or do not. There is no try. Murder lover Linda says, my son went to Never Ending Pasta Bowl at Olive Garden for the Lions game last night and didn't eat anything all day. I don't know how many bowls he polished off. Oh boy, I bet that was intense. Red Bull Brain Chris says, I just bought a gallon bucket of protein cookie dough. I'm going to do this. You know, you're funny. You're a funny man, and you don't get enough credit for it because you're so stone-faced. You stone-faced, you hilarious stone-faced fuck. Fuck me, I fucked the joke up. Hilarious stone-faced fuck is what you are. Chris says there is, Bread Bowl Brain Chris also says there is not a secret food that makes you lose weight. That's what I tried to tell that moron, but she's too much of a dipshit to figure out what I was talking about. Murder lover Linda says the secret is not buying Jimmy Dean frozen breakfast sandwiches. Ain't that the truth? All right. Still kind of a mystery about his cock. We should probably get to the bottom of it. I don't know if he can take a call right now. He's in my phone as Fat Jeremy. I know he might be sleeping. All right, fuck that. Do I have Rebecca's phone number? What the hell's her last name? Is it Kay? No, I don't have it. I don't have it. Also on Facebook, I picked a fight. And it's already blowing up. That's great. What blowing up for me. Now, I have gone on record and talked about how in this day and age, the current audience of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show is composed of morbidly obese LARPers, may or may not have a neck beard, usually single, lonely, and they love to hang out and do Pokemon Go and listen to the show. And that type of bullshit. Case in point, our hero Kelly Cheese was spotted in the wild. I guess she had some appearance somewhere. And this guy, who I know is one of these regular, like, I'm really obsessed with them because, he's always showing. I think he's been in their studio a few times. He's one of those guys. It's kind of like occasionally you'll get that. And these are audience members that kind of Chris, Bread Bull Brain Chris says maybe a little cross-eyed. These were the audience members that I was always a little bit concerned with, and I had way too many of them during the Zaniac era, because all of that bunch, it'd sink their claws into you, and just a little bit too much of the quote-unquote your biggest fan, the whole Pellerito thing with the weeping at the hockey game after I got fired. And, in the back of my head, in my back of my mind and back of my neck, the hairs are going up like maybe you shouldn't. But he's a nice enough guy. And then sure enough, next thing you know, it all, it's horrible, horrible stalking scenario with all of these people. It's not good. It's not good. And they have a certain look. They have a way they carry themselves, and they're just way too consumed with what's going on. And we don't have that with any of the group that follows me right now. Not a one. I don't have that vibe on anybody. And I know that because the people that I communicate with via text, whatnot, they're also oftentimes saying things like, hey, I feel weird to bring this up, but is it okay? Sorry to bother you, but look, they're always concerned because they know I've been through it with these goddamn animals. They're the worst. And they live, think, and breathe, and eat and drink you. And they get consumed with it, and they just do too much. They go too far. That's the crazed type of psychopathic stalker-like vibe that they give off. And you have to avoid these people. You have to. Murder lover Linda, she says, I'm never concerned about bothering you. Well, you're a normal human being. I call you. I reach out to these people from time to time. Hey, I got to bounce something off. Confidants. That's how it is. All right. And they don't overstep. They know, they're smart enough to figure out what's going on here. All right. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
From a purely show standpoint, I get feedback all the time for these folks. Now, do I call them up and say, hey, I need some advice about Diana? Or, hey, what am I going to do about my dad? No. It's more of a professional / friendly relationship. Like, when I hang out with you all, we're all pals, but you're the show pals. I'm not going to walk in and go, hey, can one of you guys wipe my ass if I break my arms? No, I would never even dream of asking you that, because we're in a show mode. And you know the boundaries, you know? That's been such a blessing to be able to weed out those catastrophic animals that existed within the confines of the chat on this show. It was just like, anybody who came in here and witnessed it, they're like, ew, what the fuck is going on here with this bunch? So that had to happen. Well, that's what most of the audience that listens to that show is. These type of super LARPer, morbidly obese, disgusting, lonely people that sink their claws into the show. Example 1A, Mikey. I think his name's Mikey. First of all, let's get into this photograph. I think Kelly looks okay. Makeup is nice. Smile's a little too big, and it's very intense. I think she needs to back off on smiling, because she has this intense cheek buildup here. So much so that she has, on either side of her nose, two small camel toes that have been created by cheek meat and face flexing. This is also allowing for some really bizarre bends and folds in the tissue and an intense level of crow's feet. And for a woman who's only like 45, it's a little much. Okay? The black tooth can be fixed. I don't know why she doesn't do it, but I know she spends a lot of money on Botox, and if she went one Botox payment less and fixed the tooth, might help her in the long run. But these face toes, these face camel toes here, I've never seen that before. But we have a clear facial camel toe here and another one there. Never seen that on a person's face before. But otherwise, I think she's pretty attractive, I guess, if we look at the if you just don't focus on the deformities. Alan says her gums are as big as Greg's forehead. Look, I don't know. Yeah, somewhat a little gummy. But not like, I've seen some bad gums in the past, but I think if she just controls that smile a little more, this is obviously a defense mechanism. When you smile that big, any great psychiatrist will tell you that that is a defense mechanism when you feel threatened. And by what it appears to me, in my opinion, like if I were to look up child rapist, I think I might go, oh, my God, is that the guy from that picture with Kelly? You know, it's just my opinion. It just gives me that vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting when I see that. This man is not smiling, and it looks disturbing to me. And if you're the type of person who does such a poor job of managing your appearance. It looks like he has red hair or purple hair and this unkempt face hair. That is, to me, a red flag that the mouth has probably tasted child asshole. I'm just going by what I think, based on my appearance, or his appearance, not my appearance, his appearance and my thoughts as to what is happening. He has also made the conscientious decision to go, as someone pointed out, Jason here said, lack of fashion sense. You can never overlayer and underlayer, you can overlayer and underlayer, but never midlayer and underlayer and under and overlayer. Red t-shirt, blue t-shirt, red jersey. Problem. Okay. And he just looks ridiculous. Detroit Tigers baseball hat, stupid baseball jersey on. I mean, for the fuck's sake, how about we just grow up and dress like a goddamn big boy? All right. Stop with the look at me bullshit. Wear your hair like an adult. Shave your goddamn face. Dress like a fucking man. And don't stalk homely radio hosts with cheek pussies on their face. That's what I think you should do. So that's just my opinion, my two cents on this. It's an awful thing. This whole thing is a terrible picture. Kelly feels threatened. She feels intimidated. She's shocked. She probably could use some security at these goddamn events to keep this disgusting LARPer mongrel out of the premises, wherever the fuck this may be. Holy shit! If I'm at wherever this is and I see this piece of fuck coming towards me, I'm like, God damn it, no. This is Zaniac vibe right here. No, no, no. We cannot have this. I don't, you know, if there is any info on this, if any of you utilize Botox, I know that the princess here is a huge Botox fan. Could this be, is she creating new cheek vaginas because of Botox? Is that what's happening here? And I didn't know that if you're as young as 45, women get Botox. Is that right? I mean, I don't know shit about Botox. I thought that was just for like old people. And I didn't think that a person 45 years old would be getting Botox. But she just turned 45. She talked about it. Birch Barlow says, is that Theron? I think that's Theron, isn't it? I don't know. Says she's giving off Jack Nicholson Joker vibes with that face. Yes, I know. That's what I'm suggesting. She has those upper cheek face pussies. Upper face cheek pussies on her face. Like, if you smile, and when you smile, you're creating these odd-looking upper cheek snatches on there. Like, if this guy, if his penis is small enough, like as small as Jeremy's is in that before and after picture, in the after picture, if he has Jeremy joint, he can probably put his penis inside of these face fadges that our lovely Kelly Cheese has. I'm just saying. Chad says that this guy will have a Netflix special soon for wearing her skin. Logan says, I thought the same thing when I saw it posted over on the LARPers United page. Aaron wrote, I bet all his teeth match her front one. Now, Chris here, he wrote, I didn't know this was an FBHW fan page. So what you have there is a upset member of the Free Beer and Hot Wings radio show community. And we love them. I like getting them talking. So I usually respond with something that tries where I try to get them to talk, but this person did not fall for it. I wrote, what do you mean? Didn't get him talking. Ben showed Conan crying. Chris K wrote, the more you know. Thad wrote, that dude is a bit obsessed with them. Yeah, of course he is. He doesn't even shave his face. Chris says, you know this guy smells like cheap menthols, natty ice, and drives a clapped out 93 Buick Regal. Precisely. No, he got a ride from like the local dial-a-ride. Marvin is a fan of Free Beer and Hot Wings show. He wrote, imagine if Free Beer and Hot Wings took your fans' pictures and mocked them. Grow up, dude. JP wrote, please do. We're trying to help you, motherfucker. Marvin added, help me how? Mocking some random dude for meeting someone he's a fan of. Imagine having a moment that was special to you, then to be dragged through the mud because someone's obsession with a show he got fired from. I wrote, Marvin, imagine you posting here without using the word imagine. Marvin wrote, try harder to not be a douche. Imagine that. So that it's at that point that I need to look at Marvin to see if he's got all the necessary credentials to be a Free Beer and Hot Wings show fan. Here's what I wrote. Neck beard, check. Morbidly obese, check. LARPer, check. Lonely, check. Yep. This is the Free Beer and Hot Wings fan these days. There it is. There it is. This first guy that we looked at probably could look like this. Now, both of these people, though, these are not people that you want to be around. All right? This is another obsessed fan who probably is into cheek vaginas. Chris wrote, Eric Zane, they still have a bigger fan base than you. Your weird obsession demonstrates perfectly why you were and deserved to lose your job. Your whole page is just the unhinged rantings of a bitter child with zero professional decorum. Or the ability to look at this guy. Or the ability to let it go. You are never getting the job back. and you will never have their fan base. This is just sad. It's even sadder that the reason you keep starting shit with them is because that's the only time you get a spike in audience. Well, I can't really argue with that. Spewing vitriol just to stave off the inevitable death of your radio career is pathetic and just shows you never had any talent to begin with. You're the National Enquirer of radio hosts. Wow! That is awesome. Thank you, Chris. All right, now I haven't seen what Chris looks like, so why don't we do it together? All right. Okay, let's see here. Can't click on that pic. It looks to be like a fairly normal dude, and I can't say too much about that. Balding, whatever. Who's not balding these days? All right. I'll say this. He doesn't yet fit the criteria. He might have some neck beard going on there, but we can't see that because of the child. Cute kid, by the way. All right, Chris. Well, anyway, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I hope you feel better. Boo-hoo. Let's see. What else do we got here? Bob says, rent-free. Get over it. You've seen that a million times. Carrie writes, wow, low blow, asshat. Who the hell even are you, and why is this showing up on my feed? But don't ask me, lady. Need to talk your crap to be relevant. Sad, lonely life you must have. Don't ask me, lady. Don't ask me, lady. I have no idea why my stuff shows up on your feed. Call Facebook. See what she looks like. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, I gotta leave the page. Okay, she's cute. I think. I don't know. It could be one of those far good from afar, but far from good. And that's pretty much easy. My plan. What do they look like? Are they a disaster? I need proof. I need info. I need ammo. All right. All right. All we got is her and dude. And again, she looks cute. Hold on. We might be able to see her feet. Fuck. No, just top of her foot. But she looks cute. But I don't know. I'm starting to get a little bit of a like from here, I would say she looks great. She's hot. But then four clicks, there might be a tooth to gum ratio issue. Not 100% of that, might be wrong. Dude looks fun. I like him. He, you know, seems like a nice guy. I have no idea. And then she likes dogs too. That dog looks cute. Look at the great ears on that dog. I don't know. That looks like what is that, an Airedale? All right. Well, anyway, Tophus says she has no ass either. Well, look, it's all personal opinion. You know, depending on a person's age, they have a certain taste. And lately, I've been vibing with Hunka Hunka Cheese Body from Time for Timer. So, like, Nick the Electrician's chicks that he used to bring home before he met a significant other. Cole says, if they mocked us, that would be a great, hilarious bit. I'd listen again if they started mocking us. Cole says, better post that disclaimer in the chat. Yeah, I don't know. All I did was describe face vaginas on Kelly Chi's upper cheek zone. And I don't think there's any problem with that. Tophus says he's learning so much today. By the way, breaking news. Runner girl Amy says some ladies get Botox and fillers in their 20s. Okay, I get you. Now, that's not something you have to worry about because you take care of yourself. Now, typically, a woman of Kelly's age who's, I mean, I don't know for sure, but being that she's 45, I'm guessing she's been getting Botox and fillers as early as like 11 or 12. There's some hard living, I think, based on her words on the radio. And when you live hard, you treat your body poorly, you're involved in a lot of things that cause stress, increase in cortisol production in your body can lead you to looking, you know, like former Detroit Red Wing legend Ted Lindsay. And she may have a face that can hold 5 days of rain. And if that's the case, she probably has been, that's, you know, what chicks do. Guys don't. Men are not as ugly as women. All right. Badger says no forehead wrinkles are a dead giveaway. I want to thank Frank Fuss over at My Policy Shop Insurance. If you have to get insurance through the marketplace, call Frank Fuss. And you know who's going to have to do that is Greg Henson. I've got news. I've got radio news. That's the news I got the other day when I was on the show. He was the WLAV morning show. Radio happened again. I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, if you need to get health care and you are in between jobs, or perhaps you own your own business or your boss does not offer insurance, call Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank will help you every step of the way. If you need your hair cut, you go to King's Room Barbershop. Three locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. They have a website, kingsroom.net. Look it up for exact hours, exact locations, schedules, and a haircut will set you back $21. They also can add color, take color out, give you more color, color your whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is you want done. It's a place for guys to get their hair cut and chicks who like short hair. Kingsroom.net, the best. Kuiper Tree Care. You got a tree down? There's only one place to call in West Michigan. Call or text Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Their website, KuiperTreeCare.com. 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 And finally today, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Love them so much. ERVines.com. That is ERVines.com. They can help you with any type of car repair or car maintenance. They can even service your EV or your hybrid. They do it all. The techs are constantly improving their skill set. You know what I love the most about Irvine's is that when I started working with Irvine's, you know, 7 years ago, the same people that were there then are there now. This is my wheelhouse for business on the show. Great local business, pillars of the community. ERVines.com. That is ERVines.com. And by the way, a message directly to the nose, Kayla Neuenfeld. Megan from Irvines is waiting for your call. She really wants you to call her and tell on me. All right? She is patiently waiting for you to call her so that you can tell her about all the mean things that I did. Well, it really is only one thing, and that is make fun of your absurd nose. Okay? So have at it. Call Megan and get your car fixed there too, right away. Man Bun Chris says, I love how you can keep hearing the ping of the Facebook fight. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Cole in Colorado Springs says, Ted Lindsay, great reference. Oh, his face. Some people want to get that joke. When I say a face that can hold 5 days of rain, this is what I mean. That's okay. You may have thought that this was Kelly Cheese without Botox. And I don't know for a fact, but I mean, I can only speculate here that if you held up a picture of Kelly Cheese with no Botox next to this man, you know, we don't know. Would we be able to tell who is who? Either legendary NHL Hall of Famer for the Red Wings or a 45-year-old radio star. You might be like, it's the same picture. I don't know, EZ. Help me out. I said, no, I'm not going to help you out. That's the point. We don't know. And, but, you know, I support Kelly's Botox. I don't want our radio stars to walk around looking like a man whose face can hold 5 days of rain. Not cool. Tophus says, what is the Facebook page again? If you want to see those LARPers, you would just search segment 18 and then Free Beer and Hot Wings. It would probably just come up if you searched segment 18. They're wonderful. I love those people. I'm so glad that they're there. All right. So I got a phone call the other day. And by the way, look at those dogs sleeping. Darla and Bruce, their heads are like together. They look like conjoined twins of dog. Darla's snoring. They are out. They were at doggy daycare for the previous 24 hours, and they play hard when they're there. I get a phone call during the podcast Friday. I stepped away for intermission because I had gotten a text just before it. Actually, no. I got the text, and then I said, okay, I gotta make a phone call. And the text was from Greg Henson. And Greg has been on WLAV for the past few years. And I know him from way back. Detroit back, 1998 back. And we kind of got chummy since he's been here. And I would hang out from time to time with Greg and Travis and Michelle. Or I'd go see Greg at the dog park and say, hey. And he's been doing the morning show there. And they eliminated the position. And so he is out. And this is just another example of radio being radio. So now the personnel that still remains there, they will now take on all of this guy's duties. He was a manager and the morning show. So the morning show is, I don't know if they're going to name it different, but it's Michelle and Travis. Which I think they can do that. I mean, I've heard those two before, and I always thought they sounded great. So, but God damn, I feel bad. I'm fortunate. I am fortunate that I had enough of a footprint to be able to parlay radio to this. You know, and I'm eternally thankful for you guys. Seriously. It's been a lot of work, but I'm just glad to be able to swing for the fences every single fucking day and not have to worry about looking over my shoulder, except for when the nose calls Megan and tells on me. Please do that, by the way. Please. Megan's waiting for your call. Oh my God, you've got to do it. All right. The asshole of the day today. Do you all have any nominations for the asshole of the day? I think I've got one, but I'm not 100% sure as to... It was Diddy on Friday. Yeah. Oh, boy. Alan says Stevie. I'm going to let that one lie. I'm not going down that road. How can I word this? I kind of like what Tophus says. You know, I take it back. Poor Kelly. I actually feel bad for her. To have to be in the presence of what appears to be an animal like that. I mean, I've been there. It's no fun. So there you go. Asshole of the day is anybody who happens to be stalking the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. Knock that shit off. You know, these people have enough on their plate in being as awesome as they are. Thank you so much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Your support is immeasurable, and I am forever indebted to you. If you really want to, if you want to help the show even more than enjoying the free podcast, join me on Patreon. Why the hell not? More podcasting each and every day. patreon.com/Eric. Both dogs are awake now. They need to go outside. And I will talk to you later on, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.